Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Duvall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Welcome to The Brighter Side of Recovery, sponsored by Sober Recovery Center. Finally, a radio show that not only tackles the brighter side of addiction, recovery, mental health, and anything in life that you are recovering from, but also a show with the answers for family, friends, and those who love an addict. Hosted by award-winning radio show host and motivational leader Kim Pagano, Sherry Gaba, a psychotherapist and certified recovery coach, and Jennifer Chastain, an advocate for the community. Tune in for The Brighter Side of Recovery on The Kim Pagano Show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They bring you the experts, authors, and professionals that speak to the issues that are important to you, the listener. Give them the questions, and they will bring you the solutions to whatever you are recovering from. And now, here's Ventura County's favorite radio show host, it's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone to The Brighter Side of Recovery, right? How are you doing, Jennifer?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Kim.
Good. Well, we have another great show for you today. And of course, Sherry Gaba is not in the studio with us today. She is out at probably one of the conferences somewhere. But I always want to thank Soba Recovery Center, located in Malibu, for helping us, you know, really take our show to the next step and be the brighter side of recovery. And, of course, we always want to start our show with a little bit of motivation. And what we're going to talk about, or my little motivation, is the three C's in life: choice, chance, and change. You must make the choice to take the chance if you want anything in life to change. And isn't that a good one?
That is.
Yeah. So with that, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that we are the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And we've got a great show. Our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. I want to make sure that all of you get our recovery show newsletter that goes out every Thursday. And if that's something you're interested, give us a call. And that's at 805-419-0008. Today we're going to be talking with Tony Bevacara, and I hope I said his name right, but we'll bring him on right now in a little bit. He is actually an expert in addictive behaviors and the author of the book Rethinking Excessive Habits and Addictive Behaviors. There is a distinct, habit of addictive people and behaviors. And so we're going to find out a little bit about that. I do also want to say we're going to be talking with Lisa Woltitz, and she is the author of Unwelcome Inheritance. We talked a little bit about that in the morning, and, you know, it's all about that family member, maybe. I don't know.
I love the title of that book.
Yeah.
Unwelcome Inheritance.
Yeah, there you go. And Break Your Family's Cycle of Addictive Behaviors. So we're going to be talking about addictive behavior in so many levels. But, you know, not only that, our show is really about recovery in anything that you're waking up to in life. And we want you to join us. You know, most of us either know somebody, know a family member, there's somebody that we're connected to in work, home, personal, somewhere. And so we are going to bring you all the amazing people to this show that can make a difference in your life. So again, if you're just tuning in with us, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 8 show in the morning. It's all about the brighter side of life. And, you know, we want to help you get there. If you are a business or, you know, you have an event coming up, we'd love to help you spread the word. So, again, give us a call. I want to make sure you write that number down, 805-419-0008. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and become a part of all of our shows. So I think you'll really enjoy them. We always have different guests on each one of our shows. So, again, let's welcome Tony. Tony, pronounce your last name for me.
It's pronounced Bavacqua.
Bavacqua. Okay. All right. Well, and I love that. It's pretty. It's a pretty name.
Yes, it sounds like a very fancy bottled water.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Bev means a drink and aqua water, so it's Italian for drink water.
There you go. We knew it had something to do with that. Anyways, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the Brighter Side of Recovery. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and of course, we're going to be talking about rethinking excessive habits and addictive behaviors.
Well, my background is I do corporate coaching work. I do personal coaching for people with addictive behaviors. I teach psychology courses. I give workshops and seminars, and my focus is on language predominantly, and how language affects behavior, and language precedes behavior. And so, by being mindful of how we use language when we're talking and communication with others, we can have a very positive effect on changing behaviors that we're concerned about.
And Tony, what is your journey do you have a book?
The book that I came out with now?
Yes.
Yeah, Rethinking Excessive Habits and Addictive Behaviors.
Okay, we didn't receive it yet, so I wasn't sure if that was it. Okay, and so is that your first book?
Yes, this is my first book coming out on July 16th, and I was prompted to write it after years of just finding this very common theme amongst people who I would speak to in various venues, and no matter what race or, you know, social class, they all had the same negative type of self-talk and internalizing the language that people use to describe them. And I thought that was an area that when I was able to change that in conversation with them, reframe it, rethink it, no matter who the person was, they responded in a very, very favorable way. So I liked that as an area to expand upon.
Wow. Well, congratulations writing your book.
Thank you.
And now, so have you had, we don't have your book in front of us, but did you interview different people?
No, this is basically a long-term research on, I went back to the origins of the AA mindset, mm-hmm. which is our conventional approach, going back to William James. I went through all the list of clients and people that I've worked with, which I have little vignettes of little stories about them throughout the book. And then I break it up into like seeing and coming from different perspectives on framing the conversation as more coming from a learning and developmental kind of a problem, more in terms of learned relationships that started early on and then formed these unconscious stored responses as a way to cope, and then just the vocabulary of the way we describe people and how it gets internalized and sort of has this stigmatizing and shaming effect. So I address those sort of things in the book.
So, Tony, this is Jennifer. Question for you. I'm always looking for your cure kind of right away. So let's say I have an excessive behavior that I'm a people pleaser. So that's something I struggle with sometimes. What would be – give me some tips on how to prevent that or to change my way of thinking throughout the day.
Well, I think, you know, the first thing when I talk to anybody who thinks that they have a significant problem that's affecting their lives, we have to first establish that it's serving some sort of purpose. You know, generally we learn behaviors in order to cope, which are going to fill us with some sort of positive feelings and remove some sort of negative emotions or whatever, or gain us a sense of or perceived control or something like that. So as opposed to sort of having to label that, I would basically, you know, indicate that you're a human being, you're experiencing things that you grew up and learned to, you know, need to be this people pleaser, and to start to evaluate if you can trace back or understand the associations of your past learning to your present need to choose that particular type of behavior as a way to get through your day. And if you can identify the trigger of how that comes about, you can then be mindful to interrupt it and then choose to, you know, make another choice as
That's interesting. So when I find myself in a situation where the people pleaser in me would offer to do something or whatever, you kind of have to learn to stop yourself and redirect your response.
Yes, because you have to, what was really, what's very effective, if the effort is in there, you're giving yourself a time to contemplate, and by identifying, you know, from your feelings and emotions that that there's this urge coming over you that you're going to want to automatically respond in some sort of way, you're able to then interrupt that behavior and then redirect it. Because again, at the end of the day, we're still making conscious choices, even though we may be driven by the unconscious and, you know, whatever that craving or that necessity that we've learned. So that's why our minds have the dual track capability of being conscious and unconscious at the same time.
Now, you know what's interesting to me is I always think that addicts tend to have an entitled kind of a personality. Or what do you think of that?
Entitled, and what can you elaborate on?
I think I'm gonna touch on that for Kim. I don't know that entitled would be the word.
Okay.
I think it's more that their needs must. It's almost a childish behavior. That
yeah,
their
like pick
needs,
me, pick me, pick. You know
perfect.
What I mean? Right.
I had
I had
a bridal shower for my really good friend, and she was in AA, and I had lemonade, and I was very careful to do like champagne. No champagne. I did mimosas with ginger ale. I had all of this stuff, and this girl's like, "I need a Diet Coke." And I'm like, I'm not serving Diet Coke. Like, not to be rude, but I have no Diet Coke. She's like, but I need a Diet Coke.
That's a perfect, yes.
And I was like, this is such the behavior. I can see this. Like,
yeah.
You're still not having a Diet Coke.
Why can't you know, not have it on this day and have it on, really? This is not just all about
their
you.
Their needs being met.
Yeah, so maybe they're needier.
Well, I think, though, that, and this is one of the reasons why I talk about softening the language or reframing and changing, is because people who have serious problems, you know, with drugs or alcohol, they have a lot of negative self-talk. They're already beating themselves up as it is. And so when they're looking for any opportunity to try to gain control over their environment, they're trying to find anything that they, you know, can get anchored in. So when they go for any kind of a social situation or some form of support, you know, they're really wanting to attach themselves in still a dependency way, but something that will at least allow them to, you know, feel like they have some sense of belonging. And I think with the language that we use, where we basically reinforce that internalization of them beating themselves up, it creates, you know, like the stigma and shame that I think detracts from a lot of people from actually seeking help to begin with. Because I'm sure you're aware that there are over 23 million people that would meet the criteria for a substance use disorder in the United States, but about 10% that actually seek treatment. And then, like, if you were to really figure out why would somebody who needs help not get it, you would have to think that they are not really provided with enough options or opportunities to feel good about seeking treatment.
Right,
you know?
Or they're not aware of it. I mean, some people really are not aware that they even have their own problem.
They don't see it as a problem, like they're more functioning.
Yeah, there you go. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Tony Bevaca. Oh, God.
Bevaca.
Okay, there we go. But yeah, there you go. I'm going to just have you guys say the name from now on. Anyways, and we're talking about rethinking excessive habits and addictive behaviors. And, you know, we're going to take a really quick break. Tony, will you stay with us?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. If you have, if we're, you know, striking a nerve with you and you want to give us a call, we would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 805-419-0008. On that number and on that note, we love to give back. And I've got a pair of tickets to Cabrillo Music Theater, and they are playing Oklahoma. And that's July 17th through the 26th. So I've got tickets for you. Give us a call right now. Again, 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. If you're in need of immediate treatment for a drug or alcohol addiction, we encourage you to contact SOBA Recovery Center in Malibu. They are standing by to help you fight your addiction and get better and get your life back on track. You can reach them at 866-435-0504. And we've done a lot of radio shows with SOBA, and we know them personally, and we definitely encourage you to contact them and let them help you work things out.
Yeah, and they've actually got locations all over now. So you could find one that's close to you. You know, just call them again.
Give them a call. Yeah. Let them help you at 866-435-0504.
There you go. All right, Tony, welcome back. And we're talking about rethinking excessive habits and addictive behaviors. Jennifer and I were talking, Tom, what are some of the excessive habits that we should be rethinking?
Well, we're rethinking it in terms of, like, what, you know, you have to remember that there is a variety of factors that lead to people having any kind of a habit or anything that ultimately leads to something more serious. There's a difference in duration. There's a difference in levels of severity. So there's such a wide range of people who may be doing any kind of behavior that once they get into trouble, let's say with the, see, in other words, like, you don't have to be somebody who has a drinking problem to get a DUI. You don't have to be a drug addict to be arrested for drug possession. But the way our system is set up is that language that we'll use to describe the people and get them to go through some sort of necessary compliance requirements will speak that language to them. That doesn't really differentiate from the different types of cases. So I don't think that serves us well. And so the idea is we want to know how significant in some way, other than some kind of a screening method, what's really going on with that individual, and look at them as a unique human being who has their own subjective experiences of their life and how they've come to choose a certain behavior. Is it just a bad habit? Is it getting too excessive?
We talk to a lot of families out there. That's, you know, the families are listening right now and they're wanting advice. Are you saying that we should let them be? We don't obviously have any control in their habits, their thinking and their behaviors. But what would you tell a family member?
What tell the family members? It depends, of course, on what it is that the behavior is all I'm saying. In other words, we all have habits. Now, if we have a bad habit of,
destructive habits is what we probably should focus on. Are you saying that?
Well, right. Because I work with people who had never had a drink in their life. And they go to a party one night and they had a few drinks because they haven't experienced it before. They became intoxicated. They got arrested. They got a DUI. And the next thing you know, they're going to drug and alcohol classes and going through that whole system. Unfortunately, there are so many people like that that I'm trying to differentiate that the small percentage of people who have the real serious issues, and then how to best separate them from the way that we use the idea of what's excessive and destructive and what is just normal behavior.
All right.
That is a run of bad luck if you have your first drink and get in a car and get a DUI.
That is a really bad luck.
It's
happened to a lot of people, and what happens is that once they get into the system, they have to go. They lose their license or whatever, but they start hearing language that depicts them. Let me give you an example. Like, I think this is what I want to get to in terms of the language. Oprah Winfrey once was talking about how when she was 14 years old that she had gotten pregnant, and that and she kept it inside for 7 months. She didn't let anybody know, and she felt nothing but shame. And then her mom took her to a detention home because mom didn't want to have anything to do with her. And she was referring to how she thought this experience was so horrible because now she knew, because she had learned the language of being pregnant as a teenager, that she was a quote-unquote bad girl. But she knew in her heart that she wasn't a bad girl. In fact, she had been molested and she had been abused, and that was part of the reason why she had gotten pregnant. However, as she's talking about this story all these years later, and now she's this successful and powerful woman, she's emotional and she tears up in thinking about the language that was used to describe her all those years back, because it gets internalized and it stays with you even if it doesn't apply to you. And so I like to get to know that family member, that child, that teenager, or whoever's having the problems, and I like to look at them non-judgmentally. I like to treat them with compassion and empathy, more kindness, and that they will respond to that because that way, internally, they're already feeling like they are bad kids, bad people, just like Oprah. And we know that.
So you're giving them another chance, a clean slate chance is what you're saying. And I think that's really
absolutely
good. Yeah.
I think sometimes people who have found themselves on the wrong path have a hard time getting a second chance because they've burned so many bridges.
Right. Yes. Right. Exactly. Tony, you know what? Thank you so much. When does your book come out?
July 16th. You can pre-order it now on Amazon. It's also going to be, I'll have some signed copies at the Barnes & Noble in Santa Monica at the 3rd Street Promenade.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for, you know, tuning in and being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. You have a really great day.
You too.
All right. Thank you. All right, our next guest is Lisa Wotitz, and it's going to be interesting. We're going to be talking about unwelcome inheritance.
And, I love that
and
title.
Is that money, or is that family input, or is that, you know? So we're gonna talk a little bit about that. We're going to take a really quick break, and what could we give away? How about where were we just at?
Oh, we were at BJ's.
Yeah, we've got a gift certificate to BJ's. And
we had the ahi tuna salad on their lighter fare menu, and it was delicious, and their mushroom caps. It was
so yum.
Good.
So how about that? How about a gift certificate to BJ's? They're located right here in Oxnard. And call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Duval Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
It's time to celebrate. Set sail with the Kim Pagano Show and Princess Cruises on a weekend getaway sailing September 17th through 21st. Don't miss your chance to relax, unwind, and come back new. With rates starting at just $449, you don't want to miss out on this amazing deal that includes meals, entertainment, and accommodations. Contact Nikki Baldwin today to reserve your room, 805-312-4449. Again, that's 805-312-4449. Terms and restrictions apply. Ships of British and Bermudan registry.
CST number 1005430-10.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. And you want to do a shout out?
Yes, I wanted to do a shout out to Evolve Treatment Centers. If you're having trouble with your 13 to 18-year-old, definitely give Evolve Treatment Centers a call. They specialize in teens, and they can help you and your family come to terms with what's going on. And their phone number is 800-665-GROW. Give them a call. Let them work things out for you and get back on track.
Yeah, and Mendy over there, he's the CEO.
I love Mendy. Yeah. I really wish I had Mendy on speed dial when my kids get into those really rough teenage years.
Yeah, because not only do they deal with, it's not only just a treatment center, but it's a treatment center for mental illness, depression. You know, it's just such a big thing lately with all of our kids.
I repeated something Mendy said about marijuana being a gateway drug. And, you know, there's all these discussions. Is it? Is it not? Is it? And he said, I've spoken to a lot of meth addicts that told me their first drug was pot, and now they are.
Yeah, you don't meth. Ever have. How yeah. did he say it? You,
nobody ever came to me and said, well, I started with meth and now I just can't kick the weed.
Yeah,
it's really true.
Yeah,
it's a really great argument.
Saying that. So, anyways, again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And I do want to remind you of our two shows in the morning, 6 to 8 every Saturday morning. Start your day in a positive way. And then, of course, the Brighter Side of Recovery right now. And our next guest is Lisa. And it's, is it Wojtyc?
Wojtyc, yeah.
Yeah. And your book, Unwelcome Inheritance. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the Brighter Side of Recovery.
Thank you. I'm so excited to speak to you.
Well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, my story began really when, as a little girl growing up, sort of inside the recovery movement. I grew up in a household with active violent alcoholism, which became a catalyst for my mother to observe and be able to share her story, which is where Adult Children of Alcoholics, she's credited with beginning that movement. And my book, Unwelcome Inheritance, is picking up where my mom left off. She passed away 20 years ago, and it's taken me a long time to figure out what my message could be, what I could contribute to people in recovery, and I finally figured it out.
And what is it? What's your message?
Well, Unwelcome Inheritance is a look at how we can break our family cycle of not only addiction itself, but the addictive behaviors that get passed down through the generations of our families. And my message is to let people know that we are the catalyst for dramatic change in our families, and that we don't have to perpetuate the cycle. We can heal, help our families heal in the direction of both the generations before us and the generations after us. So I'm hoping that the reader will be inspired to take recovery to a different level and to heal some of the stuck places that my mom and I were talking about when she passed away.
Hi, Lisa. This is Jennifer. I have a question for you. What is when I was looking through your book, it was the thing that caught my eye was the ways the adult children of alcoholics, how they're unable to move forward.
Yes. And that's what I was just referring to. When my mom was sick, she became too sick to address the concerns that she had with the people that she was working with. And what she saw was that adult children of alcoholics were getting stuck in this place of their recovery where, I guess a place of blame, really, to simplify it, where once we learned about what our experience was, we felt validated and we understood about alcoholism and that it's a disease, but the families weren't coming back together. Everybody in the family was sort of going to their own recovery program, and that was it. And she was very concerned that people that grew up in alcoholic homes were bonding together in their groups, which is wonderful, but substituting those groups for their family of origin, which was still broken. And the groups that we ran had a beginning, a middle, and an end, we had an educational component because people seemed to be missing the understanding of what their experience had been. And then there was a lot of group work to sort of understand how that experience was playing out and affecting our lives in the present. But that next piece wasn't happening.
Lisa, so, let me ask you a question. Okay, obviously, was your mom an alcoholic?
No, my dad was.
So your dad was, but your mom was ill from it?
Oh, very.
Okay, and so did she just shut down? Did she hold all of her thoughts and scaredness and all that inside her?
What happened with my mom was something that is so common, was that her life revolved around my father's illness and trying to protect her children.
So codependency.
Yes. And she got to a point where she decided to take her life back. And even though my dad had been in recovery for some years, it took him a long time to change. His brain was very pickled, as they say, and it took a while for his recovery to take hold. And to be frank, she was past the point of
no return.
Relationship,
yeah. Lisa, what are the characteristics of an adult child of alcoholism or addiction?
Well, my mom had a list of 12 or 13 of them that her first group of adult children of alcoholics could come up with, but to kind of put it in a nutshell, just in the interest of time, what happens is, because we're growing up in this kind of environment, children have very serious, very adult concerns at a very young age. And even though we might have adult responsibilities, maybe we're taking care of our parents or our siblings, etc., when we get into adulthood, because we've really raised ourselves, we don't have the skills and experience that we need to function as adults. So we get into trouble in our relationships and maybe at work, and certainly raising our own children, we really don't know, you know, we haven't really had that healthy experience to draw on. So
Lisa, do you feel, because that was your father, obviously, you watched your mom suffer, do you feel like, are you married now?
I'm sorry, do I feel like?
Are you married?
Am I married?
Yeah.
Did you say?
Yes.
I've been divorced twice.
Okay, so do you feel then that you've taken it into your relationship, the same kind of a pattern?
In a sense, yes, I did.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yes, I have a friend who has a daughter, and this whole, you know, the adult child of an addict and all that stuff. And I've said to her, she's not quite an adult yet, but she's getting there. And I've said, do not let your parents' choices be your story.
Right.
Because it's, I mean, you have to, it's very sad and all that, but you kind of, I feel like, have to, and I've not been in that place, so it's like the best advice I could offer, but you need to put that in a box and put it away because it's not your story.
But, that's great advice, but at the same time, you know, somehow you feel that you're less than,
well, they,
you know,
chose drugs or alcohol over you.
Right. And so, yeah, but not only that, I mean, do you suffer with depression or anything like that, Lisa?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I have my whole life until about a year ago when I discovered that I really needed to address my body chemistry. And I was born, like so many of us, with that highly allergic, alcoholic body chemistry where, in my recovery, I have to address it by not only putting alcohol and other drugs into my body, but I have to pay very special attention to what I eat. And so a year ago, I decided it's time to figure out why I'm not getting better. Because I felt even drug and alcohol free, I just felt like my life was not progressing the way I wanted it to. So working with a sponsor, I gave up sugar and all the foods that I was allergic to.
And what were those foods that you were allergic to? Obviously, sugar is, you know,
a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had food allergy testing done, and I suggest this to anybody who thinks they may have this body chemistry. I am highly allergic to corn, soy, dairy, but one thing that I am deathly allergic to is vinegar.
Hmm, that's interesting. And vinegar's in a lot of salad dressings and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. So vinegar, wine, alcohol. So I look at this body chemistry as highly allergic to a lot of things. And alcoholism, a lot of people believe, and my friend Dr. Twersky, who I quote a lot in my book, he talks a lot about how alcoholism is the body's inability to metabolize sugar. So,
what kind of doctor is he?
I'm sorry?
What kind of doctor is he?
He's a psychiatrist.
Okay.
And an MD.
And where is he located?
He's in Brooklyn, but he actually founded the Gateway Rehab in Pennsylvania, and he wrote Addictive Thinking and a lot of other books.
Okay.
And so that's something that he and I have spoken a lot about. So I'm the poster child for that. And to address your question about depression, since I cleaned up my inside, I have not had a touch of depression. Not that I haven't had a bad day or been sad about something, but I have not had dips in my mood that I could not pull myself up and out of.
Wow, that's great. Lisa, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
Please, thank you.
Okay, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. I'm here with Jennifer, and I'm here with Tom. And, of course, we want to always give back to our listeners. How about some Urbane Cafe gift certificates? And all you have to do is call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. And, of course, I do want to remind all of our listeners out there, we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday morning with The Brighter Side of Life. We have tons of giveaways. You want to definitely get our newsletter. We've got a newsletter that goes out every single week with all of the great opportunities to win there. And in fact, thanks to one of our listeners out there, they sent in, we have something that you get entered. You send us three of your emails, friends' emails, and you get entered. So we got a couple of those last week. Every day we just kind of keep growing.
Keep adding to our email, yeah, our newsletter, which is great to receive.
Yeah. So anyways, we're talking with Lisa Wotitz right now, and we're talking about her book, Unwelcome Inheritance. Lisa, how'd you get the name?
You know, actually, the name was suggested to me by the publisher. The original name was Adult Children Raising Alcoholics.
Oh.
That was the topic that I had written the most about at that time. But because the people at Hazleton knew my mom's work, and they saw that I was talking about the intergenerational aspect of addiction, they thought that we could twist the focus just a little bit. And actually, I was really grateful for it because they saw my vision a little more clearly than I did.
Wow.
So Lisa, I have a question for you. So for those people who are struggling with being an adult child of alcoholism or addiction, what can they do right now? What is a mantra? I'm always looking for like a mantra to say to yourself when you find yourself in that sort of dark place, but you've got to push through and get out of it for maybe your husband, for your family, for your children. What can they do for themselves without, I know that really we should go to the root of the problem and find out where all this comes from, but sometimes people need that quick fix to get out of that place right then. What can they do? What can they say to themselves to get through it?
Well, my message is that we are the catalyst for change in our families. We are the bridge between the generations of our family, and we can change the direction of our legacy, which is such a powerful thing to have within us. And if we are open to healing the relationship between us and our parents and us and our children, then our children can have the grandparents they may have never had. I mean, just that idea alone, for example, I think of my life. I went through a lot with my father, and if I had said to you, these are all the terrible things he did, and he's dead to me, you'd say, you go, girl. But you know what? If I was not willing to embrace the idea that our relationship could be better, then my children would be deprived of having a grandfather. And that's a lot of power to have over the legacy of a family.
Lisa, that is assuming that the adult, the parent, has gone into recovery.
Yes.
Because I don't think that you're not saying for people to surround themselves by parents who are still using or
you're
drinking.
And basically what Jennifer's saying is you're saying if they want to get better, you would not involve your children in something that was currently, you know, going
being destructive, correct? No, behavior.
Of course not.
Okay,
no, we have to protect our children. If it's an active situation, that's something different.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that for all of our listeners.
Yeah. And was your father in recovery?
My father has been in recovery for over 40 years.
Wow, congratulations to him.
Yeah, he's a different man. And so.
Your mom passed away?
My mom passed away in 96.
Was your mom able to see him in recovery?
Well, she was, but like I said before, you know, their relationship was broken, and she just couldn't find her way back. And in fact, she took her strength back and found that she had a message to offer, and so that became her life's work.
Yeah.
But I would suggest that in an active situation, you know, we really do need to take care of ourselves. And my thinking is that it's the openness and the willingness that matters. It's the act of reaching out, not necessarily getting something back.
Right. You know, Lisa, I always love to, you know, look at the brighter side, and that's why we are the Brighter Side of Recovery. Leave us with like three tips that if you look back on your family life and you would maybe tell your inner child or your children or our listeners right now, if they're in a situation, you know, is there the brighter side?
I think there's always the brighter side, and that's why I love the message of your show.
Thank you.
Because I don't know if it's a tip, but one thing that I would say is to remember that because of what we've been through, we have the depth of life experience that we can really bring to serve others. We have a place where we can connect with people that a lot of people don't have. And so I always try to take whatever that difficult situation is and use it to help somebody else, because there's always somebody out there suffering more than we are.
Right, right. And
that's one thing that I...
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, you know, it's interesting. I just heard somebody say this, and I don't know if it was one of our guests, but, you know, I mean, my grandma's always said, if we all took our problems and we put them out on the table and we all start, you know, talking about it, we'd all take our own problems back out.
Absolutely.
Okay, and we need to really remember that is you're not alone in this journey. We all have different struggles, different illnesses, different, you know, addictions, different depressions. There's something. Everybody has their own journey, and there is a lesson behind it. And when you're going through this, sometimes you have to say, what is my lesson? What am I need to feel strength in? And I really believe we're going to keep hearing it and feeling it and doing it until we've kind of gone through that.
I think so too. And another thing that I would say is to talk to your kids and tell them about where they come from and educate them about not only, you know, the wonderful things that might run through the family, but also the difficult things about maybe the chemistry that they've inherited, so that they're fully informed.
Absolutely. I think children should know when alcoholism or drug addiction runs in a family, so that they know that you're not the same as the person next to you when you take that first sip or that, you know, that first drug.
You're much more vulnerable than the mm-hmm. other one. Yeah, I definitely. Is this your first book?
This is my first book, yes. Yeah. I've contributed to a couple of my mother's books.
Okay.
But this is my first book.
Well, congratulations. And, you know, again, it's always about telling our story. And you know, it's interesting because sometimes you think, okay, you know, what's the worth in telling our story? But really the worth is that you're helping somebody else not have to go over the same journey that you might have. And they're going to be a little more insightful with you being authentic and sharing your journey.
True. One thing my mom always said is that if we have a take on something that has a twist that might help another person, you know, we can say the same thing over and over and over again, but then it might be said a certain way that really rings true for us. And so, you know, we all have different stories, and we all have something a little different to offer that might just be the way another person needs to receive it.
Yeah.
So,
no, I love that. What kind of work do you do?
I work with homeless youth, many of who come from backgrounds with substance abuse and mental illness. And I also work with people that are going through disabilities.
And where are you located?
I'm way upstate New York next to Lake George.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I do find substance abuse to be a fascinating problem, because as someone who's not an addict, it's hard to understand how it can completely ruin your life. I mean, look at all the actors that we know that drugs
are living
and
on top of the world,
uh-huh.
right? And yet they have...
Everything.
What another person would think that they have everything.
Exactly, they don't have everything,
but
to have everything.
But again, you know, you never know what goes on behind closed mm-hmm. doors. And you know, it's funny. I sometimes I sit there and I think, you know, you could be in a whole room of people, and you never know what anybody else's journey is.
But so many people relate to the dynamics of addiction or the concepts of recovery. We found that whether people were from ultra-religious backgrounds or military backgrounds, people from all walks of life related to the message and the help that there is out there. So you never know.
Wow. Well, I love it. And again, leave us with one last thought.
I just just again, I just want people to know that they have the power to be the catalyst for such incredible change in the family and to be open to the possibility of healing these relationships and giving our children a legacy that we want to create for them.
Well, thank you so much. Again, Lisa, and pronounce your name again.
Wojtyniec.
Yeah, and her book, Unwelcome Inheritance. You have to listen to our last moment of happiness. We always end our show with that. Be an encourager. The world has plenty of critics out already. So with that, we thank you so much for being an encourager. All right. Thanks,
Lisa.
You too. All right, everybody. Well, I hope that something that we said today resonates with all of you out there. Again, I want to invite you to listen to all of our shows on podcast, and or you can go to kim@kimpaganoshow.com, leave us a message, or you can listen on kimpaganoshow.com. We hope that we made a difference in your life, and we'll talk to you next week.